We continue with discussing the halacha of a chuppah's nida. What is the halacha if the kal is a nida regarding making a chuppah? The Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer, Simen Mem Dalid, Sif Vav, Paskins, Hamakadish Achs Mikol Arayis, if somebody does Kedushin on one of the Arayis, Loyosa Klum, it's not considered a valid Kedushin, Shein Kedushin Tovs Mehen, Kedushin is not valid, chutz ma'anida, except by anida, shemekadesh nida mekudeshes. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, not like the Rambam. He says, hamekadesh nida mekudeshes, kedushin gemurim. The kedushin is a valid kedushin, however, vein roi lasis kain. It's inappropriate to do so. The reason why it's Ein Roi Lasis Kein is two reasons the Noisei Kalim here give. One is the opinion of the Rambam that we quoted in our previous year, that the Rambam says that a Chuppah Shein Roi Labia is not considered a valid Chuppah. And the other concern is that the Chassan may come to touch the Kala, and the Kala is a Nida. And as we know, a kala who's a nida, a wife, when she's a nida, one may not touch her. And therefore, they say, that's why the Shulchan Aruch says, Vein Roi Lasis Kein. The Prisha, here in Ois Yud Ches, says that the reason we don't make an issue out of a chuppah's nida, he says, because the way weddings are conducted is that people prepare for the wedding, send that invitation, reserve a hall, prepare the entire wedding. And if at the last moment we're going to have to delay the wedding because the kala became a nida, it's a very big hefset. The Shulchan Aruch discusses this halacha, however, in Simen Samach Aleph as well. The Shulchan Aruch says, Kiven shehichnes isha rusas l'chuppah. As soon as a man takes his wife into the chuppah, apish le'nivela, even if there hasn't yet been bia, hareik ishta l'chaldava, she's considered his full-fledged wife. The goyve ikka ksubas v'tesefes, she's entitled to her ksuba, imtis almen or tisgarish, if she becomes a widow or she gets divorced. However, here the Shulchan Aruch says, b'medvar mamurim kshirui labia. That's only if it was a chuppah in which bia could have taken place. Avol, says the Shulchan Aruch, im haisa nida, if she was in need of akach konsul chuppah v'nesiachrima, he made a chuppah and he had yich with her. Ena k'ishtoi el choladvarm he adayin karusa. She's not considered like a nesua. She's only considered like an arusa. Ma'acha shahoysa nida. Because she was a nida. So, just let's continue reading the words of the Shulchan Aruch and then we'll come back to ask the obvious question. Only as far as the Tosfos Ksuba is concerned, says the Mechaber, the Yesh Oimrim holds, he dying Karusa, she's still considered only like an Arusa. Aval Chol Shadvarm, as far as all other halachas are concerned, Harei Kinesua, she's considered like a Nesua. So it's interesting. Here, it's clear that the Shulchan Aruch takes the opinion that she is that a chuppah's nida is problematic. The question is how problematic. The first shita holds that it's useless, that she's only like an arusa. The second shita is that she's like an asua, but she is still not completely like an asua. She's not entitled to Tosfos Ksuba. How do we reconcile this sif of the Shulchan Aruch with what we learned a moment ago in Simen Mem Hei, where the Shulchan Aruch doesn't make this kind of a point that you have a problem with a nida? according to the way we explained at the end of our previous year, where we spoke about a seemingly contradiction in the words of the Rambam himself, it's understandable, because the Rambam himself is not quite certain how to treat a chuppas nida. And it's not clear that the Rambam himself is of the opinion that a chuppas nida is not valid. And that's why the Shulchan Aruch also in Siman Mem Hei had to teach us that we can't discard a chuppas nida. And that's why in Siman Mem Hei the Shulchan Aruch paskens this way. The question that the Pesachei Tshuva and others discuss, here we're learning that it's clearly the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of the first opinion of the first opinion of the Shulchan Aruch here that a chuppas nida is not considered a valid chuppah. Why? Because it's a chuppah that's not royal labiyah. We know the halacha is that a kala, before she gets married, has to wait Zayin Nekiyim, has to have 7 days where she is clean from Dam Chimud to make sure that she's completely tahor. The question is that the Pesachei Tshuva discusses here in Sifkot and Dalid, if we're learning that a chuppah, while the kala is a nida, is not a valid chuppah, what would be the status of a chuppah during that time? So he quotes from the Beis Shmuel that since the entire reason why we wait those Zayin Nekiyim is only because of a chshash, since it's only because of a chshash, we could be more lenient. However, the Ratvaz says that even a woman who's a needed says that even a woman who's a needed the Rabbanon can have a chuppah, even according to the Rambam. The Rav Pa'olim in Yerideya Chelik Beis Sif Simen Chof says that even though we try to avoid a chuppah nida, there is no reason not to make a chuppah if it turned out that the chuppah was during these 7 days before of Nekiyim before the Chasna. There are other rayas to this approach that where the entire Isser is only an Isser de Rabbonon, when the entire Isser Bia is only an Isser de Rabbonon, there's no problem with Chuppas Nida. One of the rayas that the Hamakna brings is from a Gemara, the beginning, a very famous Gemara, the beginning of Masechta Yuma. The Gemara at the beginning of Masechta Yuma discusses if the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur needed Mekiva Ba'adoi Ba'adesoi, and what happens if his wife dies, Meskinen Lo Isha Acheres. They prepare for him another wife, they prepare for him another woman, that if his wife should pass away, this will now become his wife. But let's think about it. She's not a Nesua to him. She's only an arusa to him. The nesuin, according to the Rambam, is only consummated with a bia, but there can't be bia on Yom Kippur. So how could she become his nesua on Yom Kippur? The answer is that the issa bia on Yom Kippur is not an issa daraisa. It's only an issa derabbanon, and since it's only an issa derabbanon, we could be more lenient in allowing the chup nesuin to take place, even according to the Rambam, even according to the opinion that you have to have a chupa arui labia. If the problem is only with the Rabbanon, then the chupa would be fine. Another raya is from a Gemara that we learn in our Masecht on Daf Hei. The Gemara Daf Hei asks a question. When the Mishnah says Basula Nasas L'Yoyim Haravi, what does that mean? Does it mean that the wedding is on Wednesday and the bia is on Wednesday? Or does the bia only on Wednesday night, which is Thursday? But let's understand something. If the bia is only allowed to be Wednesday night, for as the Gemara says, we're concerned for Krurei Data, so how can we have the wedding on Wednesday? It would be a chuppah shena ruy labia, because the bia is only allowed to be Wednesday night. It must be, since the entire reason for getting married Wednesday night is only midrabbanan, but midaraisa you can have a chuppah and a bia any time. So everybody will agree that even if you had a chuppah and the moment the chuppah took place was a time when bia ought not to take place, that doesn't change the reality that it could be that even the Rambam will agree that it's a valid chuppah. Another raya, I was thinking, is nowhere do we find that a chuppah may not take place by day. But we know that bia is not supposed to take place by day. So if bia is not supposed to take place by day, how could you have a chuppah by day if the chuppah is supposed to be only in a time when you could have bia? The answer is the issa to have bia by day is not issa daraisa. And even the Rambam, who has a problem with a chuppah nida, is only in a case where the bia is osam daraisa. But in a situation where the bia is not osam daraisa, everybody will agree that the chuppah would be a valid chuppah, even the Rambam. However, there are those that disagree, and they say that just like we know the halacha is kala b'leik suba, that a kala b'leik suba, a kala b'leik bracha is a surah, these are all issa d'rabbanans. So we see from here they want to say that even when the isser is an isser d'rabbanan, it makes no difference, it's not considered a valid isser. And the Shaar HaMelech gives a very understandable explanation. According to the Rambam, the whole point of having a chuppah is the whole vart of a chuppah is having a bia. So what's the difference if the bia can't take place because of an issa d'raisa, or the bia can't take place because of an issa d'rabbanan? The bia can't take place, and if the bia can't take place, we can't have. If the bia can't take place, we can't have a chuppah, even if it's an issa d'rabbanan. And there's a very nice raya from a gemara that we quoted in our previous year. The Gemara in the previous year spoke about the chassan or the kala who became avelim. What should we do? And the Gemara said we should do bia. If the bia is not so absolutely essential, why did Chazal say that this chassan or kala who are nebuchadnezzar avelis should do the bia? It must be because the Rabbanan recognized without the bia, the chuppah is without a chuppah that cannot have a valid bia is not considered a valid chuppah under any circumstances, even where the obstacle is only an issa d'rabbanan. The Stechemed, in discussing this question about what is the opinion of the Rambam by a chuppah of a girl who is not a nida but is doing the days, the Zayin Yomim before the Chasna? He wants to differentiate between a girl who never saw Dam Nida versus a girl who already saw Dam Nida. And then I saw a very interesting opinion quoted by the Darkei Tshuva, then not only is Alei Machmer doing the Zayin Yimei Chimud, but they're even stricter then than by a Chuppas Nida. Because they say, a Chuppas Nida, the Issa to have relations with a Nida is a Issa Daraisa. The Issa to have relations, the Din of Zayin Yomim, is a Darabonim. And there's two ways of understanding why, therefore, we should be more Machmer. One is, Divrei Soifrim, Tzrichim Chizik, Yoyse Mishal Torah. The Rabbanans require more watching. We have to be careful not to violate the Rabbanan more than there is to violate the Raisa. Or another pshat, and this is very much in line with the Noisei Kalim that we find in Simon Mem Hei, Chazal were concerned that if there's going to be a Chuppas Nida, the Chassid may touch or do something with the Kala that he may not do. So they explain that if the Kala is a Nida Daraisa, the Chassan will know that if his wife is a Nida Daraisa, he can't come close to her. But if she's only a Nida Darabonon, he may take liberties. And because we're concerned that he may take liberties, we have to be stricter and be machmer and not allow that wedding to take place under any circumstances. Another discussion is we know that we are machmer on the oina hasamach levest, that the day before she's expecting to get her period, one should not have relations with his wife. So the question is, what about a chuppah during that time? It seems that most poskim, even those that are machmer on a chuppas nida, even those that are machmer on the zayin yomim, are more mako regarding a chuppah during the oina hasmucha levest. What's the halacha if the marriage is taking place today? Today is she's still a nida, but tonight she'll be able to go to the mikvah. So when the actual chuppah is taking place, she's still a nida. But by tonight, when they'll be able to have bia, she will no longer be a nida. What is the status of such a chuppah? The Shaul Zatshuvas Masham, Chelik Dalid, Simin Chof Dalid, says that under those circumstances, everybody will agree that a valid chuppah. Because the point of the chuppah is, even the Rambam, he says, is saying that we should be able to lead to a bia when the bia is supposed to take place. Since the bia is supposed to, will be able to take place tonight, therefore, the chuppah is a valid chuppah. And so too does the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sif Tezvov say, that filo das harambam, the be'inin shtei ruy labia, mikom mokam im yicholt the leilach acha chuppah lemikvah, if it's a woman who immediately after the chuppah could go to the mikvah, kigon shigiyaz manal tarosa, abish loy tavla dain, she hasn't gone to the mikvah, muta las as a chuppah lesyachrimo, Af Shloibol, and he says Vlachashina Takola. He's saying a very interesting word to Aruch HaShulchan. He comes back to what we spoke about a moment ago. The whole concern is that who knows what's going to happen. But if he knows that she could go to the mikveh tonight and everything can be done beheter, then there's no reason not to do that. The chuppah is a perfectly fine chuppah. Another discussion is we just discussed that the chuppah, that a woman goes to the mikveh at night. That's the halacha. What happens, but under very certain extenuating circumstances, a woman could go to the mikveh by day. But even in a situation where a woman goes to the mikveh by day, because of certain extenuating circumstances that you need a heter from a rov for that, bia, everybody will agree, cannot take place until that evening. So what will be the halacha if she went to the mikveh, but she can't have bia? There too, most Paiskim are of the opinion that it's a valid chuppah. However, the Avni Nezer in Simon Kuf Mem Beis disagrees. He says that according to the Rambam that holds that a chuppah's nida is not a valid chuppah, the fact that she went to the mikveh doesn't mean that she's not considered a nida. What makes her not be considered a nida, says the Avni Nezer, is the fact that she can have bia. And therefore, since bia cannot take place, it's still, according, says the Avni Nezer, still considered a chuppah's nida, and therefore is not valid. What happens if in the middle of the chuppah she became a nida, that is a machloikis hapoiskim, and the Beis Shmuel says that even under those circumstances, the Rambam will hold that it's considered a chuppah's nida.